something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Five Lessons on Prayer.
Hallelujah.
Prayer in the New Testament is partnership with God, carrying out His will, carrying out His purpose. That's what brings the joy in prayer. That's what brings the joy in prayer. Thanks be unto God. For example, like we've been praying, because we understand through the Word of God what the Father's will is, what the Father's purpose is. Because we understand it, we are in consistency and in league with the Holy Spirit enforcing His will in the earth. It's our job to enforce the Father's will in the earth. That's Christianity. Number four, we are heirs of the covenant. Heirs of the covenant. Why is this important? I'm going to show it to you. Heirs of the covenant. We are not in covenant with God. No, 1,000 times no. We are heirs of the covenant, not in covenant with God. I've got to explain that very carefully to you, because what the Bible says in Acts chapter 3 and verse 25, I want you to notice something. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Look at that. In the same breath that he calls them children of the prophets, he calls them children of the covenant. They are as much children of the covenant as they were children of the prophets. So, they were not in partnership with prophets. They were the products, the offspring of the prophets. Yes, sir. As they were offspring of the covenant. Look at that. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers. Now, but I've got to quickly point out something to you, which is a difference between the covenant that God made, because the fathers is referring to here, the fathers that he's referring to here in this particular place, he just says Abraham. So he's talking about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all right? Then later on in Jeremiah, in that place where he talked about the old covenant, he was referring to the generation that came from Egypt. So there's a covenant. So when he talks about the first covenant, he's not dealing with the Abrahamic covenant. The first covenant that he said was nullified was not the Abrahamic covenant. In fact, if you go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, Deuteronomy chapter 5, and take a look at verse 2. Let's read from verse 2. You'd see what it means. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. Next verse. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us. This is Moses talking. The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us. Even us who are all of us here alive this day. You see it? These are those who came out of Egypt. They're in the wilderness. And if you read the whole chapter, you'd see he's talking about the Ten Commandments. That's what he's calling the covenant. The Ten Commandments, when they assembled before God, and God said, these are the commandments that you must keep. So Moses says, this is the covenant. So it was based on these commandments. After the Ten Commandments, the Bible says they were so scared, they told Moses, we don't want to hear anymore. Can you just get the remaining information and then come give it to us? And God said, it's fine. He says, Moses, tell them to go to their tents. I'll give you the rest of the information and you give it to them. See? So that's the difference. Praise God. All right. In Galatians chapter 3, from verse 27, look at what it says. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither born nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So we are heirs. We are heirs according to the promise. Heirs. This is huge. So if we're heirs, what does that mean? What do I ask for? What do I pray for? What can I ask for? Heirs of God. Okay, I will explain that when I add the fifth one to it. Number five, joint heirs with Christ. We are heirs of the covenant, and we are joint heirs with Christ. All right, now look at what happens here. Romans chapter 8 from verse 16. Find out whether or not you believe this. What I'm going to read to you now. The two portions. I'll read from Romans and I'll read from 1 Corinthians. And you find out if you truly believe this. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. All right. If this is true, then the next thing, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's read from verse 19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Okay, what are you asking for? This is either true or false. Look at it. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Look at the next part. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. Look at the next part. And ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Okay. If all things are yours, could this be true? Absolutely true.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 leveled radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Basseterre, located at St. Kitts Credit Union Building, corner Cayen and Church Street, opposite St. George Anglican Church Basseterre. Worship with us on Sundays by 10 a.m., Wednesdays by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call +186-976-577-28 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.